anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're having a blessed day. If you are like me, you like to have 4 to 8 ounces of juice every morning when you take your vitamin or supplements. Well, an interesting article came across my desk the other day and I wanted to share it with you. Some of you will be surprised and some of you will be like, yeah, I heard it before. But I think what shocked me the most was at the end when it gives you the name of brands of juices that you might want to abstain from, really did shock me. Here's what the article says, that recent market analysis reports indicate that the fruit and vegetable juice industry is projected to be worth an incredible $257 billion by 2025. So obviously we know juice is popular. The USDA and other dietary experts warn against the overconsumption of juice since it contains so many calories and sugar. Just one cup of pure apple juice will be about 26 grams of sugar and 113 calories. That was my largest concern about having juice every day, really, was the calories. But recent data from nonprofit advocacy group Consumer Reports offers yet another surprising reason why you should steer clear of store-bought juice. Many are loaded with potentially dangerous heavy metals. In 2019, secret shoppers from Consumer Reports bought and tested 45 of the country's most popular fruit juices. The goal was to test these juices for toxic heavy metal contaminants, including arsenic, cadmium, and lead. These heavy metal toxins are commonly found in the environment, and no level of exposure is considered to be safe. Extensive research has linked heavy metals to serious human health problems, including developmental and behavioral delays in children, and cancer, anemia, and kidney and immune dysfunction in adults. Based on their analysis, the Consumer Reports team discovered that 21 out of the 45, that would be 46% juices tested, contained enough of a single heavy metal or a combination of metals to reach a level that the experts believe is concerning. The level of heavy metals was so high in some of the samples that Consumer Reports representatives warned that consuming just 1/2 to 1 cup, that's 4 to 8 ounces per day, could be harmful. Although surveys suggest most American families drink a lot more juice than that. In case you were wondering, the FDA issued a 10 parts per billion limit on arsenic in apple juice back in 2013. All but one of the juices Consumer Reports tested, which was Trader Joe's fresh-pressed apple juice, stayed below this guideline. But evidence indicates that even arsenic levels below 10 parts per billion may still be damaging to adults and children, especially if juice and other arsenic-containing foods like rice, chocolate, and sweet potatoes are consumed frequently. For this reason, Consumer Reports and other organizations have called for lowering the arsenic limit to as low as 3 parts per billion. And thankfully, 58% of the juices tested fell below those recommended 3 parts per billion cutoff.
As for the lead, the FDA's upper limit for lead levels in juice is currently as high as 50 parts per billion, even though standards for bottled water are much lower than 5 parts per billion. And many experts, including officials from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, suggest that even a limit of 1 part per billion for lead would still be too high given its known harmful effects. Fortunately, Consumer Reports noted that 53% of the juices tested contained 1 part per billion or less of lead contaminants. So the takeaway for me was, even though fruit juice might taste good and it contains some nutrients, its overall nutritional worth pales in comparison to simply eating real, fresh, fiber-rich fruit. While you may consider switching out any brand of juice for the real stuff, if you're going to still consume some juice like I want to do, because I like to take that with my supplements, then do so infrequently and be aware of certain brands such as the following, which were found by Consumer Reports to pose a potential health risk, even if you only consumed 4 to 8 ounces of them per day. Here are the brands, and a couple of them are even going to shock you. Trader Joe's Fresh Pressed Apple Juice. 365 Everyday Value. You find that at Whole Foods. It's considered organic 100% juice, Concord Grape Juice. R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Concord Grape Juice. Welch's 100% Grape Juice, White Grape Juice. Great Value, which you find at Walmart, 100% Juice, Cranberry Grape. Welch's 100% Juice with Antioxidant Superberry. Gold Emblem, which you find at CVS, 100% apple juice. R.W. Knudsen Organic Pear 100% juice. And Gerber White Grape Juice, which that's what you feed your babies, right? Not only am I going to have some references for you below, but I will also post this very list that I just read so you can check them out, see if you're using them, and maybe switch them out to something much healthier. Or if you have the time, and you may already be doing this, juice your own. So as I always say before, it's up to us to do our own research and do accordingly to what's best for our family to stay healthy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.